How are you?
How are you?
More elaborate every year. Yeah.
It's like a mascot.
Yeah.
Show us.
Just passed her.
Oh, would you have her come in and get a microphone out of the closet? Thank you.
Let's go ahead and get going. Should we get going? Yeah. Carly, could you please call the council to order?
Adams?
Give me the opening bunch.
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Welcome, everybody. It's a great day to do the safety awards. Nice to see everyone. Mayor Potter is in D.C. on city business. Before we get to our time certain, we're going to take the consent agenda, which we're not able to do yesterday. So does anybody in the audience or on the council have any items they would like removed from the consent agenda? Hearing none, Carly, could you please call the roll?
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye. Okay. Great. Carly, could you please read item 120?
Safety Recognition Day Awards.
Great. Well, again, welcome, everybody. This is our 12th annual Safety Recognition Day. I know many of you have been to all 12, and I think we have some past award winners back. I think it's probably obvious, but we're saying that it's the safety of our employees and the citizens of Portland is the number one priority of the city of Portland, and I think it's appropriate and fitting and actually a really nice thing that we take some time each year to recognize those employees who've gone above and beyond the call of duty and have really helped to make the city and themselves much, much safer, although we do expect that all of our employees make safety a priority. We expect that every single day people come home safe and that our citizens stay safe. And I think what you're going to hear today, and I think probably the stories tell it better than I could ever do in broad brushstrokes, this is a workforce that takes safety very, very seriously, and I think to the citizens watching, we should all be very, very thankful, because what we don't know is what would have happened if this was not the case. So I want to thank everybody in advance, and I think the way we're going to do it, as you can see, is we have a nice big stack of awards, and we're just going to take turns coming up. So I'll come up first and present the awards to the Fire Bureau, and then on behalf of Mayor Potter, I'll present the awards to the Police Bureau, and then we'll just go down the line and present to each of our employees. So again, thanks for coming.
Continue to monitor station vehicle bays for the no smoke ventilation system, carbon monoxide system, to make sure the station is safe. We've kept a close watch and done some work with self-contained breathing apparatus to ensure that the equipment performs in the morning and evening. And I've gone through a change and a recommendation on how to change our turnout clothing to improve the comfort, location, and access to the equipment to work better and faster when we get there. Lifting and transport tarps from obese patients on the public way to keep people safe, both lifting and getting folks to the hospital and the community. So every year we try to This award is in recognition for developing a core fitness program DVD and mini posters that have been designed to promote fitness through core strength exercises and reduce musculoskeletal injuries among fire fighters. You can see this in the panel with core strength. The DVD and posters include introduction, warm-up, self-test, and two levels of workouts that depend on the fitness level of the person doing them. He used both new and seasoned firefighters and, I should say, very low-cost equipment to make the program work. And we're very pleased to announce that not only has it been successful improving the core strength of our people, it's already been adopted by other firefighters. Congratulations. Chris Rotan. Kind of similar. Chris developed a heart rate and exercise television program that presents firefighters exercising in a variety of settings and shows people how to reduce the risk of heart attack. To get there, she interviewed the firefighters about different fitness levels and discussed ways to incorporate fitness and good nutrition into their busy lives at the fire station. So we want to make sure people eat right while they're at the fire station and hopefully carry that out at home. And she put it all together in a video presentation that's now been seen by all of our members and is likewise available to the greater public and other fire stations. So, Chris, terrific.
Thank you.
These firefighters are very shy, but it doesn't mean you have to be when you come up. Jeff Von Ullman. There's Jeff. So, it's almost no longer true, but Jeff is going to get the, we're giving Jeff the Unsung Hero Award, so in that case, this case, we're singing his praises. The reason we're calling Jeff our Unsung Hero is he has been a member of the Safety Committee since May of 1989, and during his service, he has been responsible for managing safety projects, recording all the minutes of the committee, and serving as the co-chair. With the continuous changeover, which we've had in safety chiefs and committee members, Jeff is actually our institutional memory. He's brought experience, historical knowledge, and continuity to assist in guiding decisions. Thanks, Jeff, for doing this since 1989. Thank you. Jeff just told me that we've had 13 safety chiefs since he served on the committee. Towards the safety chiefs.
The shortage of chiefs.
This award is a significant loss reduction award for the Bureau, and I'm going to ask Fire Chief Dave Sprando to come on up. And it's in recognition of Portland Fire and Rescue for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2007 against the average of the last three previous years. So if you look at our fleet liability this last year, in relation to the past 3 years, we're down 10%, so that's a big deal.
Okay.
Again, that's the awards for the Fire Bureau. I do want to thank Portland Fire and Rescue. It's a great honor working with them, and I do believe that we have the finest fire department in the country, and they do great work, so thank you to everyone, the men and women. I also think we have the best police bureau in the country, and now it's time to thank them. The first police award goes to the Safety Committee, and I'd ask the members of the Police Bureau's sworn Safety Committee to come forward. Rick Deland, Joel Mann, Pandra Parks, Gary Manugan, I think I got that, Kevin Frazier, Elise Worland, Laura Herring, and Mike Palmer. Come on up. So this is your Safety Committee, and the sworn Safety Committee has been focusing its efforts to develop a trauma kit that can be placed in all patrol cars. With these kits, our officers will be equipped to provide first aid to victims of significant trauma while emergency medical units are en route. The Fire Bureau in particular is very happy about this. We thank you for this. This is wonderful. I think will make a big difference and save some people's lives. And thank you also for continuing to ensure the safety of your fellow officers, city employees, and citizens. And for some reason, we're giving them this piece of paper, but we will have a flag together.
Thank you.
Next up is the Life-Saving Award, and it's in recognition of life-saving actions by officers Wes Helfrich and Tim Lowry, who I think were not able to be here. That's right.
But let me just tell you, this is in recognition of their... Oh, there. Terrific. This is in recognition of life-saving actions taken by these two officers who successfully intervened in an attempted suicide. Arriving on scene, the officers discovered a distraught man who was leaning halfway out of his fourth-story apartment window with weights tied about his neck and chest. Thinking of a way to distract him, this is a way to distract me, okay, and to gain additional rescue time, Officer Helfrich yelled, "Hold on a minute, I have something to give you." While Officer Lowry successfully continued to engage the man in conversation, Officer Helfrich ran up four flights of stairs, located the apartment, and approaching quietly, grabbed the would-be suicide victim and pulled him to safety and took him to a medical facility for treatment. Officer West Helfrich and Officer Lowry, your decisive actions saved this man's life. There's no doubt about it. We honor you for your undaunted, heroic actions that led to saving this life. Thank you. Can I say anything? Okay. We have another life-saving award to give to Officer John Mall. Is John here? Okay. Let me just tell you what John did. In recognition of his action, we present this award. He also successfully intervened in an attempted suicide after dispatch notified him of a perceptibly distressed woman walking on the Fremont Bridge. On his arrival, Officer Mall located the woman walking briskly toward the bridge edge and began to climb the railing. Meeting resistance, he was able to pull the despondent woman from the railing to a place of safety. The woman admitted to being distraught to the point of ending her life, and she was taken to a medical facility for treatment. We honor and appreciate Officer Mall for quick intervention and heroic action that saved this life. It's been a good year for the Portland citizens on behalf of the police. This is to Philip Harper, and is also a life-saving award. Is Philip here? Okay, let me just tell you what he did. In recognition of the life-saving actions of Officer Philip Harper, who demonstrated courage in a heroic off-duty rescue of two stranded hikers. While vacationing in Utah, Officer Harper spotted the hiker stranded on a perilous rock outcropping off of the White Rim Trail in Canyonlands National Park near Moab. This wilderness area is rugged, isolated, and dangerous. Access to the area is limited and by permit only. There was no means of escape for the hikers and no nearby authority to conduct a rescue operation. Using a winch, 100 feet of steel cable, and 40 feet of rope, he was able to devise a makeshift rescue line to bring the hikers to safety. Thank you for Officer Harper for doing that and amazing quick ingenuity. And because there's a place in the fire bureau for that kind of rescue work, let me tell you. And our final presentation that I want to ask Chief Sizer to come up is significant reduction of losses. Last year, the Portland Police Bureau had a significant reduction of losses in fiscal 07 against the average of the previous 3 years, and this is really good. In general liability, the losses were down 16%, and fleet liability down 3%. So that shows good management by the chief. Terrific.
Thank you very much. Thanks, anyway.
People hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay. Well, I have the honor of doing the Office of Management and Finance, since Mayor Potter's not here, and then I'll be doing the Parks Bureau as well. But we'll start with OMF. And this is to the Safety Committee, members Teresa Green, John Tomlin, Lonnie Turner, Carol Temper, Doug Stickler, Paul Wallman, and John Oates. You're here? Great. Their major accomplishments include developing and implementing a custom safety inspection form, promoting a safety break for Oregon with flyers sent to OMF employees, encouraging stretching activities at workstations, and a stretching demonstration by the city wellness coordinator. Committee members also attended the Governor's Safety and Health Conference last March and the city's own Safety Committee Conference in November. So congratulations, OMF Safety Committee. We have a spokesman among you? Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations. The next award is the Safety Leadership Award to Jeff Schultz. Jeff, come on up. And this is from City Fleet. City Fleet is proud to sponsor, to honor Jeff Schultz for his leadership establishing and expanding a safety culture within the Bureau. Jeff ensures that all of our operations are safe and in compliance with regulatory agencies. More importantly, however, he has been an advocate to empower employees to respond assertively to hazard exposures. Jeff developed and instituted the safety sequence. He is continually trying to improve employee safety resources and programs, such as our top-notch lookout tag-out program, exposure control response and training for the bloodborne pathogens, and is developing a fast and efficient way for our employees to locate material safety data sheets required under OSHA's law. Congratulations, Jeff. Thank you for your
thank you
for your service. The next award is also City Fleet, the Creative Solutions, and Min Q Yi and Frank Hofert. We have either. Okay. Why don't you come up here? Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes.
Min Q.
Okay.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Under Creative Solutions, in recognition for the outstanding creative solutions developed by Min Q Yi and Frank Hofert, oh, this is where the tire comes in, for creating a spare tire slide to reduce employee back injuries from extreme reaching and lifting in an awkward position. The spare tires in Ford Crown Victorias are stored to the fore of the trunk compartment, just behind the rear seats. These tires can weigh up to 40 pounds apiece and are not easy to pull out. Min Q and Frank designed and built a slide that can be inserted into the trunk so that the tire can be slid in and out of place without much effort of risk or injury to the employee. Well, that's great. Did you already demonstrate that? Or?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Of course, we want to create a tire because this is not a normal tire you find in a modern-day car, which is, you know, compact-sized tire, which is really not very fit. These cars require full-size tires, so we're going to put that on and take off right away. It's a speed-rated tire, whether the small ones or not. The key problem when removing and installing the tires into the trunk spot, as Christopher said, where they're placed in the metal. So if we were to imagine that the front of the car is that way, we open the trunk, and then when this is placed between the back lip of the trunk and the shelf where the spare tire goes, then it's easy to get the spare tire in and out instead of trying to wrestle it down and back out of the well.
Wow. Congratulations.
They designed and built that.
Going to get a patent? Hey. Good work. That's great. You can share that. Okay, now we're into Parks and Recreation. And this is for the Safety Committee. The Operations Safety Committee members include Greg Hawley, Gary Johnson, Lance Condre, Adam Fisher, Tom Hinn, Paul Radmaker, Paul LaCroix, Vince Moore, Don McTaggart, Bart Christensen, Dan Doakes, Pam Douglas, Doug Brenner, Linda Johnson, PJ McGuire, and Barbara Aguillon. You're it.
I'm representing You're it.
You're the award winner. Barbara's here, too. The Safety Committee spent much of the year revising the Bureau's facility inspection schedule to improve inspection and maintenance servicing of the community centers, parks, playgrounds, and athletic facilities. Thank you for your ongoing commitment to ensuring the safety and health of the workforce and the citizens who use our services. Thank you. Thank you. Barbara's coming up several more times, so I think you keep the plaque. The next Safety Committee Award is the Recreation Safety Committee. Its members include Kevin Matthias, Ginny Burt, Barbara Aguon, Nancy Roth, Cheryl Juber, Lori Higgins, and Annette Nelson Furman. This safety committee did some neat projects this year, especially far-sighted. The committee purchased and installed pediatric-capable automatic external defibrillators at all the city's community centers that have swimming pools. That's great. Thank you for your ongoing commitment to ensuring the safety and health of our workforce and the citizens who use our services. Great work.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent. We heard some great life-saving awards just a second ago at the Police Bureau and the Fire Bureau, but Parks have some good ones this year, too, and this is one of them. On May 21st, well, let me call out your names first. Michael Carr, Taylor Ellsworth, Barbara Rasmussen, and Cecile Mays. Anybody here? Well, on May 21st, those people I just named at the Mount Scott Community Center successfully responded to a life-threatening emergency involving a citizen. While Michael and Taylor used the center's automatic electronic defibrillator and provided patient care, while Barbara and Cecile activated the emergency responders through 911. We appreciate your rapid and well-organized responses. Thank you very much for saving somebody's life. The next life-saving award is for Corey Kalishnik. Corey? On October 27th, Corey Kalishnik responded to the scene of a motor vehicle collision where a citizen's lower extremities were pinned and crushed between two parked cars after the vehicles were struck by an intoxicated driver. Corey's quick and level-headed professional response to such a horrific situation helped save the citizen's life. Not many people outside of our emergency medical and police personnel ever witnessed such a serious and devastating scene, let alone respond with such excellence. So thank you, Corey, for your willingness to go well beyond the call of duty. That's great. And this is our third and final Life Safety Award for Parks and Recreation, and it's for Deborah Harris. Is Deborah here? In November, Deborah Harris at the Peninsula Community Center and a private citizen successfully responded to the life-threatening emergency, again using the automatic electronic defibrillator to resuscitate the victim. So thank you for your calm and quick response, which without doubt the citizen may not be alive today. Thank you. Good job. That's great. The final Parks Award, I believe, will be accepted by Zeri Santner. And this is for significant reductions in losses. In recognition of Portland Parks and Recreation for achieving significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2007 against an average with the previous three fiscal years in the following category. General liability down 19%. So congratulations, Zeri, and to everybody in Portland Parks and Recreation.
Presenting the awards in the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Portland Office of Transportation. So if the following people could please come up to the front here. Gary Hodge, Neil Choate, John Bull, Stephen Hawkins, Dan Bangle, Rick McCoy, Scott Gibson, Pat Darby, Tom Holloway, Lori Allen, Blair Bean, Teresa Waters, Janet Strahl, Phil Cote, and Julie Sauer, representing the group. In recognition of the Bureau of Environmental Services Construction and Design Safety Committee for their continued efforts to exceed regulatory requirements and improve the Bureau's systems for managing construction safely. The committee has developed safety-related policies, contract language, and training recommendations in an effort to make BES construction projects safer places for citizen, contract workers, and city employees. Congratulations to the Construction and Design Safety Committee for BES. Congratulations. Congratulations. Good work. Thank you. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Congratulations. All right. If the following people would please come forward. Mike Ciali or Ciali, Jim Sanderson, Scott Norris, Rich Harrison, Paul Schuberg, Chris Bamford, Andrew Knight, Mark Mitchell, Dave Rimillard, Randy Tomsick, Ron Lilienthal, Hain Tron, Armin Coleman, Bob Browning, Cliff Meyer, Steve Detheridge. All right. This award is in recognition of the Bureau of Environmental Services Waste Treatment Plant Safety Committee for their continued efforts to ensure the health and safety of employees at the Columbia Boulevard Treatment Plant, which is where, after all the city's sewage goes, and it is in my neighborhood, in Kenton neighborhood. So thank you very much for being safe. Appreciate it. Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations. Thanks for your work. I really appreciate it. All right, another award for the Bureau of Environmental Services. And if we could please have Dan Bangle, Jim Schiller, Terry Tice, Pat Nagel, Veronica Ferguson, Dean Welt, Phil Choate, and Scott McKenzie, please come forward. This award is in recognition of the Bureau of Environmental Services Field Construction Safety Committee. The committee was formed this year to focus on specific hazards and concerns that Bureau employees face while working on construction projects. The Construction Inspection Group is one group that this committee represents. This group has not had a lost time accident since 1999, despite the fact that they work alongside contractors in many potentially hazardous situations every day. Thank you very much. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you. All right, Dave Rimillard. Again, the Bureau of Environmental Services, we proudly nominate Dave, Wastewater Group Electrical and Instrumentation Manager, for recognition for safety management. Dave has distinguished himself as a strong advocate of training and provides technical oversight to address property conservation issues in response to insurance recommendations. Dave has been an active participant with the Waste Group Safety Committee as an employee member and management representative. He continuously provides useful insight and takes initiative with his kind and respectful professional demeanor. Congratulations, Dave, and thank you. Smile. Good job. If Blair Bean would come forward. The Bureau of Environmental Services would like to recognize Blair Bean for his safety management work. As a senior engineer with the Construction Services Group, Blair has made a strong commitment to the safety program and with his projects during design and in construction. Blair has been a voice on safety with the work group and as a member on two safety committees. He works closely with our construction contractors for proper safety planning and techniques used during construction. Blair's efforts have led to several successful projects with no lost time accidents with neither contractors or city employees. Thank you, Blair. Good job. Smile. Would Mike, and I'm hopefully not Scioli?
Yes.
All right. Mike is Wastewater Group's public works supervisor. He's clearly demonstrated going above and beyond in this category as an active chair of the Wastewater Group Safety Committee and his prolific follow-up on safety issues that arise. He holds members accountable and for their follow-up. Mike takes initiative on processes to improve safety, as exemplified by a plant alert notification system, which was met with some resistance that his research and tenacity was able to overcome. After a recent and well-deserved supervisory promotion, Mike addressed the Wastewater Group Safety Committee to see if they were okay with the management representative as the chair, assuring that no conflict of interest will exist in his desire to continue in this service. Mike represents safety leadership at its finest. Congratulations, Mike.
Good job.
We really appreciate it. Smile. All right. Lyndall Walton. The Bureau of Environmental Services would like to recognize Lyndall as an unsung hero for always making safety a priority on the projects that he works on. As an inspector on many large and difficult construction projects, Lyndall has faced several safety challenges. He has worked closely with contractors and his construction management teams to make sure that steps are taken to keep workers and the public safe. By his efforts, he has demonstrated a true commitment to make safety a top priority on all projects. Congratulations. Good job. Good job. This is where I do all four. Where'd they go? I call everyone up at once? Okay. Would Bill Ryan of BES, Michael Sturr of the Water Bureau, Steve Townsend and Eric Peterson of PDOT please come forward to receive a Partners in Prevention Certificate of Appreciation? All right. Oh. Okay. All your names are on all of them, so... Uh-oh. You have to share. Okay, good. The Bureau of Environmental Services, the Water Bureau, and the Portland Office of Transportation have all been working closely together to finalize and adopt the Oregon Department of Transportation's general construction specifications for most of their projects. In working through the process, each bureau agreed to adopt the site-specific safety and health plan standards added to these specifications. The standard requires contractors to develop a safety plan for each project and have the plan approved prior to starting construction. This is a great example of making safety a priority between bureaus and each bureau working collaboratively together. Environmental Services would like to recognize Bill Ryan of Environmental Services, Mike Sturr of the Water Bureau, Steve Townsend, along with Eric Peterson of the Office of Transportation, who've all played key roles to adopt this new specifications. Thanks. Appreciate it. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Thanks, Steve. Good job, Eric. Appreciate it. Dean Marriott. He's not here. Okay. Well, in recognition of the Bureau of Environmental Services for achieving a significant reduction of losses during the fiscal year 2007 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories: general liability, down 3%. Fleet liability, down 83%. Workers' compensation, down 23%. Congratulations. Good job. Smile. All right. Could I have Ted Clark, Mark Friedman, Shelley Knezovich, and Patty Peterson please come forward? Highlights of this is the PDOT Parking Enforcement Safety Committee members, some of them, and highlights of their accomplishments in 2007 include actively soliciting safety suggestions from staff through a hazard identification and exposure survey, developing a safety suggestion drop folder for staff, updating safety kits for the scooters and vehicles used by the parking enforcement officers and abandoned auto staff, improving the Bureau's incident report so the committee will have more and better information for tracking incidents and identifying undesirable risk patterns. We appreciate your efforts and your diligence of the Safety Committee. Thank you and congratulations on the Certificate of Appreciation. Okay, smile. You get one? Thank you very much. All right. This is a PDOT, Bureau of Transportation Maintenance Operations Award. And if the following people would please come forward. Alan Berkeley, Ray Gawthorne, Clint Myers, Derek Brooks, Troy Carlson, Stanley Dennis, Amy Passmore, Keith Orr, Terry McBride, Ted Golf, Tae Grube, Ted Harvey, Jim Hosmer, Corey Long, Marty Martin, Ray Meeker, Mike Casilla, Roger Alley, Jeanette Nutcraft, Chris Rollins, Tony Reynoldson, John Sandretsky, Renee Williams, Richard Harrington, Jim Langdon, Bill Long. Is there anyone left at maintenance? This is great. Today we recognize the members of the Maintenance Operations Safety Committee for its diligence in conducting quarterly safety inspections throughout the Bureau. Communication skills that committee members use when carrying out these inspections continue to positively influence our employees to make safety corrections that lead to safer workplace. Thank you very much. Who wants to take this? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for your work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is a trip hazard right here.
Yes. That's how good they are. They noted the trip hazard right here. Do we have an orange cone? Anybody? Orange cone. All right. Bill Long, John Parker, Jim Poston, Charles Folsom, and Mike Saltz, please come forward. Again, this award is in Portland Maintenance Operations. The Safety Committee identified areas in maintenance's truck parking lot that could pose a hazard to employees. Working as a team, Bill, John, Jim, and Mike built three new multi-step areas, enabling crews to move safely through three different parking levels. To appreciate their commitment to safety and leadership and initiative and doing the right thing to safeguard others, we are pleased to give you this Safety Leadership Award. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Smile. Really appreciate it. All right, now Janet Nutcraft is not available, but Suzanne is here, the co-manager of our maintenance operations. We wish to recognize Safety Committee member Janet Nutcraft as one of our safety leaders. A year and a half ago, Janet began establishing a designated area at the Bureau where safety apparel could be displayed, promoted, and sold. She identified an acceptable unused space to set up operations and arranged for the installation of cabinets, doors, and lighting. Her efforts have boosted safety awareness. Employees are encouraged to change out faded safety shirts more frequently, and they can find specialized safety apparel that is not otherwise provided through the Bureau store. She is an outstanding example of a dedicated safety committee member taking on a hard task over a long period while keeping up the enthusiasm around her. Moreover, she did all this without thought or promise of recognition, nor has she asked for any. Janet is a true safety advocate, and although she isn't here, she deserves a big round of applause. Thank you. Janet is still working. All right, another safety award in maintenance operations. Would Bill Clark and Scott Mather please come forward? When Janet and the safety committee took on the task of setting up a designated area to display, promote, and sell a wide variety of specialized safety apparel to employees, they needed skilled craftsmen to make the space suitable for the operation. Bill and Scott constructed the space under a stairwell into an attractive store location that our employees are very proud of. We appreciate your good works in promoting our safety culture. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Would Tim Langdon please come forward? This is an award for creative solutions, again, in the maintenance operation. While we recognize Tim for implementing practical solutions to safety issues at our street sweeper wash rack, while maintenance is working towards installing a new wash rack system. Tim didn't wait when it came to making improvements to the existing system. Thanks to Tim's efforts, improvements have been made to equipment organization, implementing cleaning guidelines for the work area, and address safety issues that allowed us to more safely continue using the existing system. Tim, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Smile for the camera. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Terry McBride. Hi, Terry. In recognition, Terry, who led a subcommittee that developed guidelines for establishing vehicle backup cameras in various types of heavy equipment. Under Terry's leadership, the committee worked to institute specifications and policy requiring all large trucks and other large vehicles with substantial rear blind spots to be equipped with backup cameras at the time of purchase, and thus making PDOT one of the most safe fleets in the region. Thank you, Terry. Really appreciate it. Smile. Martha Mitchell. Again, in the area of operations, maintenance operations, our unsung hero. She's not here. All right. Well, we're going to recognize her anyway as an unsung hero because of her interest in employee safety. Suzanne, you want to come up? Safety and diligence, initiating and disseminating important safety information. Many of the environmental issues that Martha works on directly impact safety, especially in the area of hazardous materials. Although not an official safety committee member, she frequently attends the meetings to keep committee members informed and to get their input on current safety issues. Because of her ability to identify problems and recommend solutions, she has played an integral role in ensuring that the Bureau is compliant with such regulatory agencies as EPA, DEQ, and OSHA. We appreciate her networking and advocacy. She has become a valuable resource to both the Bureau and to the Safety Committee. In her absence, thanks, Martha. Good day. And is Eric, are you coming up for this one? Oh, both of you are coming up, yeah. All right, Suzanne Kahn, Eric Peterson. In recognition of PDOT's maintenance operations for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 07 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories, and folks, this is really hard to do. General liability down 7%, fleet liability down 17%, and workers' compensation down 6%. We are very grateful. Thank you all. Good job. Really excellent job. Thank you. Thank you all. And now it's Commissioner Leonard.
Usually you have to wrestle Sam to get a microphone away from him. Oh, I appreciate your cooperation today. Good afternoon, everybody. Stan Scotton, come forward, please. The Bureau of Development Services recognizes Stan Scotton as its safety champion for more than 20 years during his tenure with the City of Portland. And that's 20 years on the Safety Committee. I happen to know your tenure is a lot longer than that. How long?
1977.
So 31
Not quite.
Years. Stan has served as a principal member of the Safety Committee for many years, working consistently to increase employee awareness of safe work practices and to also target effective loss prevention activities. As the training and development officer, Stan has orchestrated the Bureau's safety and prevention education programs. He developed many of the Bureau's safety programs and moved them forward successfully. Stan even promotes health and wellness through personal example. He rides his bike to and from work most days. We've relied heavily on Stan's knowledge and expertise as he advised the management team on emergency management policy, best practices, and future planning efforts. For several years, Stan has been the Bureau's eyes and ears at the citywide emergency management trainings and exercises, bringing back to BDS current information about how our Bureau's role in emergency response coordinates with other city bureaus. Stan has always been patient and always helpful. Stan is has exceptional interpersonal communication skills that have had a positive influence in building safer work practices and safer working conditions for BDS employees. When I was a much younger person and assigned to the fire marshal's office in the very early 80s, actually, I looked like some of those guys you saw up here earlier. I mentioned that to Commissioner Adams, and he said I was lying, but Dave Spando would back me up on that. Stan and I worked together a lot on issues dealing with housing out in the community. And what I never did tell Stan is I even knew his dad. His dad was a Portland police officer, and I've never told this to Rosie Sides either, but let's say I had a professional relationship with when I was in high school in the 60s. And so I greatly appreciate your service to our community and your great work ethic, which I've personally seen. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Paul, can you come up? How you doing?
Good.
Paul Scarlett. Today, the Bureau of Development Services would like to recognize its director, Paul Scarlett, for his outstanding safety leadership. Paul has always been supportive of the Bureau's safety and loss control effort. However, today's recognition is specifically an appreciation for the time he has served as our Bureau Director. Since becoming our Director, the Bureau has had two exceptional years implementing successful safety activities and realizing loss reductions. During Paul's tenure, the Bureau experienced an overall 48% reduction in claims for fiscal year 2005-06 and an overall 10% reduction of claims for fiscal years 06-07, which resulted in receiving a total of over $37,000 in risk management incentive program funds. Paul recognizes the benefits of an active and vital safety and loss control program. He visibly supports the safety and loss control program, and he ensures that the resources are available to further the program. Paul, thank you for your outstanding support of our Bureau's Safety and Loss Control Program. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Okay. Kimberly Parsons, Janelle Piercy, Kathy Saunders, Denise Klein, Kalia Hammond, Adrian Edwards, Jeff Eldridge, Shakira Korishi, and Jamel Abusnini with Risk Management. Can you come front? Did I do that right? I almost just said, will Jamel come forward, but I was good. The Bureau of Development Services Safety Committee had another very successful year. Its activities included successful recommending that a stop sign be placed at the exit to the 1900 building's parking garage to mitigate the hazards associated with increased TriMet and pedestrian traffic. Safety and wellness communications were integrated into the Bureau's newsletter and email. Distribution of pertinent safety DVDs to managers to share with their teams. Expanded the city's safe driver requirements by developing a draft guideline for helping Bureau at-risk drivers improve their crash avoidance skills. That's a nice term, crash avoidance skills. And in a cooperative effort with BDS Diversity Committee, the Safety Committee bought silver ribbons that signify brain health and mental wellness as part of the Bureau-wide Empowering Beautiful Minds. Safety Committee, thank you all very much for your great work. For sure. Thank you. Thank you, Jamal. So, Paul, I think you have to come back up. And this is a Bureau Award for the significant reduction of losses. In recognition of the Bureau Development Services for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2007 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories: fleet liability, a reduction of 20%, workers' compensation, a reduction of 25%. Here to receive this award on behalf of the Bureau's Director, Paul Scarlett. That's great work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the Water Bureau Safety Committee, if I can have them come forward. Kathy Allsworth, Bill Dyer, Jason Gaynor, Andrew Heinch, Randy Kane, Kelly Mulholland, Mike Pop, John Robson, Rick Cardoza, Jason Friedman, Larry Griffiths, Michael Houston, Dave Kendall, Nancy Nold, Bill Preston, Hope Chacon, Eric Fullen, Jeff Gard, Jim Hulse, Tim McGuire, Greg Olson, and Charles Smith. This award is in recognition of the Safety Committee's continuing commitment to safety and health in the workplace. I'm really very pleased to honor and recognize our Interstate Safety Committee. Thank you all very much for your great work. Very much. Appreciate it. Thanks, Kelly. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thank you. Good job. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So this is the Bull Run Safety Committee. And these guys have the tough job of being assigned up into the Bull Run Reserve. So if we can have them come forward, Tim Grandel, Andrew Degner, Randy Kane, Rich Seawright, Bruce Bullock, Robert Alter, Alan Bosky, Rick Elhart, Steve Schenck, Craig McMillan, Josh Jeffrey, and Jeff Gard. How you doing? And this is in recognition for its continuing commitment to safety and health in the workplace, and I'm pleased to recognize the Bull Run Safety Committee that really has a special responsibility to protect all of the drinking water for all of the residents of the city of Portland. These guys do a great job. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks, Steve. Good work. Thank you. Thanks very much. So now we have the Portland Building Safety Committee. And that's Terry Wenz, Chuck Bayukas. I'm sorry? Bayukas. Cesar Lara. Eric Hofeld, Mark Bioko, Tom Chambers, Kate Lethborough, Chris Herzog, Eric Brainich, Gary Egan, and Mark Seberg. The Portland Building Safety Committee has been very active this past year. Some of their accomplishments include ordering new floor warden packs, recruiting additional floor wardens, and producing the second annual Water Bureau Safety Calendar, which is great. I got a copy of it. Thank you very much.
You
guys do good work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So Gary Egan, Eric Hofeld, and Terry Wenz. And this is in recognition of Gary Egan, Eric Hofeld, and Terry Wenz for the developing and the distributing of the Portland Building Evacuation Procedures for the Employees pamphlet. They condense volumes of information into a simplified, user-friendly, quick reference aid that will help all our employees safely and quickly evacuate the building in the event of an emergency. Colored maps are included to show the location of fire extinguishers, first aid kits, automatic electric defibrillators, safe rooms, and evacuation stairways for each floor that the Water Bureau occupies. Another colored map shows the emergency evacuation route and safe assembly area of where employees meet once they are out and away from the building. Their work is exceptional, and the Bureau plans to use their product as a template for other Water Bureau facilities. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate that. So Aaron Anderson, Warren Gaston, John Grimsbo, Corey Hubble, Richard Anderson and Paul Thompson. Can you guys come forward? Okay. The nomination for safety leadership for these employees actually came from outside the Water Bureau. The city's risk management loss prevention team performs routine site visits to identify risk management concerns. At one site, senior risk specialist Lonnie Turner was so impressed with the crew's safe work practices that he felt a nomination was in order. Aaron is a take-charge kind of guy and a strong leader. He insists that his crews wear personal protective equipment and stay out of harm's way. The crew responds in kind, looking out for each other and visitors to their work sites. This crew does not take unnecessary risks. Paul, the backhoe operator, is careful to monitor employees who must work near the backhoe while it's in operation and warn anyone who inadvertently steps into an unsafe position near his equipment. The crew works well as a unit, controlling traffic, backup spotting for large vehicles, entering intersections, using good body mechanics, and observing safe work practices. We appreciate their good habits and excellent example of what safety is all about. I really appreciate
They're
it.
They're out in the field work.
I'm sure. Thanks. Oh, good. Thanks. Sam Spackman. Sam here.
Sam's out.
Okay. You want to come forward
okay,
for him?
Okay.
Sure. And this is the Industrial Ergonomic Improvement Award. I believe the only one in the history of the city, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Sam has taken the health and wellness effort to a higher level in the Water Bureau by working diligently to upgrade, improve, and promote the Bureau's exercise room and equipment. And I can verify that. He's pestered me a lot about this. From his diligence in acquiring equipment, the fitness room is now state of the art. Employees who use the equipment are beginning to see the rewards of their efforts in the reduction of sprains, strains, overexertion injuries, and other ergonomic risk factors. We appreciate Sam's dedication and expertise to help improve the health of our workforce. Thank you very much for him. So this is a Partners in Prevention Award. Peter. Naren Garten, was that even close, I hope? Kevin Sewell, Jason Gaynor, Jep Greenwood, and Rob Brinkman. Anybody? Okay, come on forward. For resolving high-pressure regulator issues on hydrants at Park Row's 122nd Fire Station, which is the training center, high-pressure fire hydrants at the Fire Bureau Training Center posed a hazard to recruit firefighters. Equipment failures and injuries to recruits resulted from the high water pressure. In February 2007, the Portland Water Bureau installed a new pressure regulator at the Training Center. The regulator reduces the water pressure at the fire hydrants and creates a much safer training environment for the Portland Fire Bureau. Thank them all very much for me. I appreciate it. Thanks. And then Jim Baker. This is for creative solutions for Jim Baker. In recognition of Jim Baker, who challenged the Bureau to improve disposal of rattle cans of paint, personal issue of mine as well, for both the safety and health of employees and to increase the scope of its recycling program. The Bureau can now process spray cans, which includes draining and collecting the waste material and recycling the can. Because of Jim's efforts, there is now lower employee exposure to harmful emissions from expended waste paint and potential exploding aerosol cans, including employees across the many agencies that are involved in the collection, processing, and disposal of waste. Jim, thank you for your concern for our employees and expanding the City of Portland's mission to go green. Thank you very much. So if we could have Keith Thompson, Lynn Arnold, Mike Dust, Dave Johnson, and Bill Preston. Hi. How you doing? Good to see you.
The rest of them are out.
Are they out working?
Or home today.
Probably working.
A couple of medical things, so. But they're working.
Okay, good. And this is a safety leadership for creative solutions. For addressing